This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, good fach. It'll be a shiur again on the. It's going to be in the car, traveling. So we're holding page 181, Kuf Pei Aleph. We're holding by the piece Habeiros. Rhymes is based Lebote HaMikdash. This is Ramban, and Ramban speaks about the meaning of the Beirus. It's a strange parasha. It like seems to be totally relevant. You know, there's some fights about some Beirus, and they made up. I mean, it seems, taking all the years of Yitzhak, it seems to be of zero consequence. So Ramban says, Vayikosh Hem Be'er Eshek, why does the pasuk talk about it? There doesn't seem to be any great. So what is it saying about Yitzchak? That he had a fight. That he made up with them. What's the? There's some sort of pneumistic inyan. Kibolo dia dava osid. Kibeer maim chayim yirmos the basal kim ashes sabon of shiitzcha. Beer maim chayim is it's a remes to the Beis HaMikdash. Ulchain hiske beer maim chayim. And that's why he mentions a beer maim chayim over there. Kemoisha ama mikor maim chayim es Hashem. So the description of the Beis HaMikdash in general is called Be'er Mayim Chaim. The Kor Arishin Eshek Yirmos the Bayis Esek Yirmos the Bayis Arishin Ashes Askimoy. V'asa Itonu Oysonu Kamim Achloikes Kamachom Tshechivuhu. So it basically says there were three Be'eris. The first Be'er, there was friction, and then it was destroyed. Hasheni Kor Shmo Sitna. Shem Koshim Narishin, Vabayas Ashen Shakarasa Kishmoi, Shakasaboy Bemalchus Achashreish Betrils Machusai Kosu Sitna Shirushlaim, the Kolyom of Vilna Sitna Chirivu, the Golem and Golosra. So basically, the story with the Be'eris is a story about the Beis HaMikdash and the Chorbanis. Vashlishi Kor Choivos, who are Bayas Ochajir Meri Amenu. So I want to point out a few things. So first of all, so why does it say it? In other words, what's the parasha? Yes, it has a soid, it has a certain remez. Sorry, so I think this goes in hand with the other Ramban, that Ramban says that it's a that all the Maisa Avis are a similar bonim, that whatever they did physically sort of threaded the needle that it would actually take place befall. So telling me the mice that it did, just like they're walking at this role, they're traveling at this role, created the kibush arts, like we saw Ramban a few weeks ago about whatever they did befall that happened. So their building of the Be'eris included in itself the building of Beis HaMikdash. I want to add a point to this, Nakuda. It probably does not mean that they just happened to make a bear, and then we happened to make a Beis HaMikdash. I think what it means is they had a certain kavana that when they did it, this is the beginning of creating Be'eris for Klal Yisrael. It sort of is a maisa done, let's use the word a symbolic deed, but that's what is meant. It's just like when you have a Hanocha Seven Apina in a building. It's not construction work per se, but it's a pu'ula that's meant to be the beginning of it. So when the Avos made those Be'eros, that was, they did it, they, somewhere along the line, they had the Kavanis for something much deeper, which is this, these Be'eros we're talking about. That's one Nakuda. Second Nakuda, the remes to Be'er Mayim Chaim is also not just, well, a well is a beautiful thing and it's a wonderful metaphor. Beis HaMikdash is a beautiful thing, a wonderful metaphor. So we sort of, you know, use the metaphor. There's something very specific about it. And let's explain what is the specific remes. Our world is a very finite world. And that's the most basic description of our world is it's finite. It means it's finite in terms of size, in terms of how many entities there are in this world, in terms of the laws of nature. Our world is mugbal. And there cannot be, there is nothing in this world that's infinite. So the normal way to gather water is you have a boyer and it fills up with water from rain. And that's yesh meyesh. You have water, it fills a boyer. You filled up 100 square meters of water. You have 100 square meters of water. That's the mahalach. The exception that we have is a be'er. A be'er means there is, quote unquote, an infinite amount of water somewhere. Now, so good. Today we know that wells can dry up and so on. But in the way a person dehairs it, a be'er is something that is infinite. The infinite water does not exist in our domain, but we can open up a window, we can open up a shard to that and allow it to flow through. That's how we perceive and understand the concept of be'er. And therefore, the be'er is the perfect fixture for being a Maisa Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We have an infinity exists somewhere else, a specifically infinite amount of Shefa, and that infinite amount of Shefa it cannot exist in our world, but it exists in somewhere else. But what we can do is we can make a Pesach for it to flow from somewhere else to here. So that gateway, that Pesach, is a Pesach that is the Beis HaMikdash, which is a gateway to a different world where Shefa Ein Sof flows in. That's what the Be'eros are, and that's how they sort of embody Beis HaMikdash. The problem with it is that we, quote unquote, hog the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is the chef of a Kal Yisrael, and Umas Olam don't have a real chelik in it. They can come be mispalel, and Shlomo HaMelech was mispalel that they should be answered. But there's always a tzaras ayin and a sort of enmity generated by it. That's the type of thing that generates an enmity. So, two Beis HaMikdash achar b'kotet. The third one is called Rechayvos. Rechayvos means that it is a, it means that it's very, very broad. The word broad means it can accommodate many elements. When I say something is very broad, I'm saying it accommodates many elements. And the point that Ramban ends with is, that all of the nations will be able to worship him together from it. You have a lot of nevuos like that. That basically, Beis Tfilin Yikar L'Chol HaAmim, the tzaras ayin of the Umas HaOlam will disappear when they themselves can be a chelik of it. So the quality of the be'er that allows for it to not to suffer the friction and the enmity of the other nations is this Bechina of Rechayvos. Okay, the next piece is Shaz HaShoz HaBein Avraham HaNahar.
And he deals with what is the word ara yomazeh. Says Mikra says Shiva Kane Shemir Veshavan Yomazeh. What does that yomazeh mean? Sha'ila. So someone asked Rabbi Avram ben Arapa. Yilandein Rabbeinu, Mashamra Tur Misa Kaimis Ara Yomazeh, Mawa Gvula Kotsa Kosa. So what does it mean? Hatshuva, Mashama the Yomazeh Raimis Alzman Matan Tayra, Oksivas Oisa Nevua. So the word Yom HaZeh usually means until the time that whatever has been written has been written. And therefore, Torah, Chamishkom Shetorah is till the time of Matan Torah. That's what Etzem Yom HaZeh means. Ad Yom HaZeh, sorry. And and in Nevi'im, whenever it was written. What Ben Aram is saying is it does not mean when I am reading this. Other Rishonim hold not. They hold it is when I'm reading this, but there are places where it clearly can't be like that. So it's interesting to see different shittas, but Rabbi Avraham Nahar is the earliest market that I know of that speaks about it. The next one is somebody actually wrote a sefer on it. A more modern person wrote a sefer called Ad Etzem Yom HaZeh, and he touches on the different shittas and so on. The next one is Yaakov when he lied to his father, and he said, Anochi Esav b'chayrecha. So Anochi, so Misha Anochi, the Esav b'chayrecha, which is very similar to what Rashi says. V'chayim amru kibinachas ama, Anochi. So another trick, he said, he raised his voice, so b'meila, he's not lying. In other words, they're trying to explain why he's not lying. It's nonsense. So he says that Devin Ezra understood that the problem those Rishonim and Rashi were dealing with was not how is he allowed to lie because Yaakov Avinu was like a frum erlich person, but as a Navi, how could he say a Navi can't lie? We talk all about the via emis, the via emis, via emis. Then how in the world could a Navi say something that's not emes? That seems to be what he understood. Why is it that he wasn't bothered with the stem fact that they lied? So I think that the pshat is because it's mutl l'shans b'nei ha-shalom, it was sakonis nefashis, they needed to get the mikesh ha-kesh. Whatever it is, for the etzem aver of lying, that he felt that there is a halachic heta for it. But for the dinner, for a Navi not lying, since a Navi is emis, so he felt that that's the issue everybody's addressing. So he says that the Vim come in two types. There's a Navi that is coming to tell us what to do, and that can never be, so Nevi'ah emis refers specifically to the Nevi'im that come and give us a tzavah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he says, if you ask it, it's not only medover shein ekoig le yasek, rak ashtir tosh hazaklau. Kam hini David nichtav alav isha lekim, vama ruach Hashem dibet bi, bilbo dvar machimelech vama v'yiu klei anor v'kredesh terech shah. So you see, David also didn't tell the truth when he had to, even though it says that he was a Navi. Gamalisha Shama Chazor, Lecha Morlo, Choya Tichy, Apish, Pirs, Choya Tichy, Machoyse, Irani Hashem Kihorik, Chemichio, Oma, Tfila Shov, Alevats, Vatslach, Musa, Chiram Dodil, Baruch HaMasanach. So, Vidlius, Kineged Hashem, Derech Drash. Vechenam Avram, Vigam, Amna, Vinishtach, Vinishuva, and so on. So all of the different places where you find people who had a din of the Vi Hashem could lie was because it was a part of the Nevuah. I don't think anyone is critical on that. I don't think there's any tzad that anyone would say that a Navi, you know, as Nevi'ah Emes doesn't mean they're Emes all the time. It means the Nevuah is Emes, like that's Pashi. But as far as the halachic issue goes, I think it's very simple. It's brought down in Poskim that even when it's Mutar L'shanes Pnei Hasholem, that's only if there's no other way around it. It's not a blanket heter that, you know, ain't serve avor on yontif. It's the pshat is in as much as you must have, as you have to, you can do. So if they could have done it with a different lashon, then he had a chiv to do it a different lashon. If we can understand his words in a way that it's not an outright lie, then it certainly it was the right thing to do. So I think the other Rishayim are coming, they're not arguing on what he's saying, they're just coming from the vantage point that the heta is not a blanket heta. It's only something that if you have no other choice. Okay, the next Ramban is trying to explain a little bit about the bracha of Yaakov and how it has shaychus with, where's the difference between that bracha and Esav's bracha? They sound very, very similar. Mital HaShemayim, Ein HaBracha Shita Lekim Mital HaShemayim. The bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you tal. Vidral Kim Mital HaShemayim, if somebody can land, because they say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you tal, it says tal never gets stopped. Tal is never gets taken away. Ein HaBracha Shita Lekim Mital HaShemayim. Katal Yod B'chol Morkei. So the bracha could have been that there'd be much tal, that there'd be tal at the right time, and so on, but not that there's any type of, the etzim tal taken away. Avo pirushoi, ki hisiboy birchas Hashem, Kireach soda shabircha Hashem. Vatam ashabircha Hashem libni. Kashem bircha is besoda, lemish as a chenashom bitsin of layomos, like Rebbe Ra. So Ramban learns, we read the psukim together. Vayoyme reach bni kireach soda ashabircha Hashem. Bircha Hashem is going on Yaakov, you know, or wherever the son, Chesef Victor Esav. That the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him in the Yoni Sode, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall continue giving that bracha through Tal and Hoshana Oretz. So it's going on the package. In other words, you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha b'sode, you should have this also. So one element is the bracha means there should be even more of what you have. So Ashabir Hashem means you have a nice amount of tal and so on, and even more. It should be the Roiv Dog and Mesira should be it's one hemshech. In other words,
Rebbe, you're on mute, Rebbe. I don't know. Rebbe, hello? You're on mute. I'm not sure.
One second, let me just see. Okay. So he says over here a noob shot in what's Beruva's beat. If I know him by name, Kimata Solikim Tomidhu, Benel Hefsik Loyla, Blachain Ama Vijit Lachalakim Koyam Echals of Hashemai. So he says, so Rabban says a whole new Nakuda here that he thinks is central to the bracha. It says the mashal by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Aniv LaMalach LeSeraph, and so on. So the Sfasemis says, what's the difference if it's a malach or a seraph, or it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the Sfasemis says anything that a malach does is defined. It's specific. It's at a certain time, in a certain setting. There's no nitzchias to it. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu does a maisa, it means it comes from the Shoyrish. This is part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's core ruts, and so on. The difference is it never stops. And that's why there'll never be a Golos Mitzrayim again, because the Yetzia wasn't the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means it was the Etzem. So what he says in Ramban is, he says, Kimata Solekim Tamirhu, Ve'en Lehefzik Leilam. When Kadosh Baruch Hu gives its nitzchias, and therefore it should now become a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and should remain like, and be made it remain like that forever. So right now you have that bracha, it should become Matas Lekim. There's a very, very interesting chinuch. It's fascinating, and when you think about it, I guess from a modern perspective, the chinuch in the Yonam of Yerusha asks, what's the Inyan of Yerusha? Like, what's the pshat? That's a mitzvah of Yerusha. It's a halacha, it's a mitzvah. What's the Inyan of Yerusha? So he says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives something to a person, he means to give it to him forever. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon is forever. So when I got something, the ratzon lekim is forever. Since people die, so it can't be niskayim that way, but it's niskayim through his children, the etzem ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very interesting, one of the, famous battle cries of socialists, communists, and, you know, people on more on the left of the political spectrum was to take away Yerushas, that there should not be a concept of people yarshing money from their parents. The taina is, okay, people are entitled to keep what they earn. Fair enough. And that is, it's a stimulus for people to work and earn. Makes a lot of sense. So if you work hard and you earn a lot of money, you can keep the money. But what justification is there for your kids to get money for nothing? If you want to give them, you can give them all your life. But what's the justification for it? That's a taina, a sort of a social justice type of taina. And the truth is, like the chinuch says, it only makes sense from a perspective of Matnas Elokim. The reason for Yerusha is because since it's Matnas Elokim, it lasts forever. Now, it could also be the Ramban is being Meramis on the Vav. The Vav is an Isa Chibur, so it that also implies Hemshech. Could be that lies in Ramban's Ramazim. Okay. Vidra mitishmane arat klema hashmana b'chol haratzis, kin shekosuf tzvi l'chol haratzis. So the Shmane Oretz is that is also an increase of Hashmana and so on. But Avram Amar, the mem of mital means that it's the whole sentence gets mechobet vitchalakim. It's kila vitchalakim mi talashmaim mishmane aretz one. Vle esav le nasim asalakim vle biribui avo ama gam lechot salti achrav mishmane aretz v'hashmaim yibo shavecha. But oida sheteishiv sham. So his bracha to Esav is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you, but the bracha to Esav is you shall have it. So you shall have it is specific to him, but that's it. When Esav is gone, it's gone as well. So Marshall, let's take another Marshall. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, even when we're not on in Eretz Yisrael. That's our land. Other places are shayach to Umas Olam only when they live there. Once they're gone, it's mafkia the name of them as well. So the surah of the bracha is a bracha of that whatever you have should become matnas of the kid. So Esav had a bracha, which means whatever thing, but that's it. Yaakov's bracha was matnas of the kid. I think once Rashi, when he says, Rashi says, v'yiten lecha, he's bothered also by the vav, he says, yiten v'yosef v'yiten. He shall give and continue giving. So why not just say he shall give a lot? In other words, what does yiten v'yosef v'yiten mean? What is he implying with those words? So I think it's something very similar in a little bit of a different way. Whenever you give somebody a present, so the person is very, very happy. And even if you give a person a very, very big present, so I give a person, let's say, I don't know, a machine that makes coffee. So the person is very, very happy. But he doesn't feel a week from now that, maybe a week from now, yes, but in a month from now, and a year from now, he doesn't feel I'm giving anything. I gave him something. Every matana was given, and that's the end of it. The idea that the person still is the noisin stops. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, V'yitin L'cha means that there's a constant sense of matas alakim. Yitin v'yosef v'yitin means with the hair each time that there is a hemshech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving and keeps giving. That's the pshat over here. So it's they both, the Ramban and I think Rashi, go to the same nekuda, way with different nekudas. Ramban speaks about the fact that it remains nitzchias. We can never take away something that's matas alakim. And whereas the Rashi, I think, is the knej of the hagasha that something is a constant matas alakim. Okay, maybe with another small piece we could see here. The why is it that Yitzchak Avinu wanted to give the brachas to Esav? So there's a sfarno here. Avikvila achecha ki chashav she'atoyv liyakor she'tasa nachses yisro v'she'yichibon eze shibut kidei shal yitoy nafshe v'hoit b'inyone asroros v'hevle anifsodim. So Yitzchak Avinu really thought Esav should be supplying the Gashmias. It's something that Esav he would be able to give at the time, and it wouldn't take away for Yaakov. So Sfonu says that the kavana of Yitzchak Avinu was to make Eretz Yisrael just for Kedusha, and Esav will be the one that will supply it. So the bracha and other Rishonim will say the same thing, and the realization was that it wouldn't be possible that someone who's a Rasha would appropriately support Yaakov Avinu. In other words, had Esav done what was right and understood his role, that partnership would have worked perfectly. It would have been the ultimate Yisachar's bullet. Esav didn't. And so therefore, to give over to Esav the keys to Yaakov's base medrash, when Esav wants to destroy it, would have been a bad move. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
So going back on the chinuch by Yerusha, I mean that
Ratzon Hashem, a little bit louder.
The chinuch with regard to Yerusha, does that mean that the Baruch Shem's Ratzon is
one
that?
One second.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. You hear me? Sorry.
Yes.
The chinuch by when he on Yerusha, does that mean that when Hashem gives a person something, he wants it to be passed on with the Dina Yerusha, with the Seide Yerusha, sons and not daughters?
I could struggle wants it to be his. Gives a certain picture of what it is. If a personal muscle, let's say I could struggle gives something and I want to give it as a matana to somebody, there's no prohibition. I can't say Akash Baruch gave me $1 million. He obviously wanted me to enjoy it and not you, and therefore I can't give it to as a matana. That's silly. That's part of my enjoyment. So if a person wants to give money to his daughters, it's his ratzon, then that's part of what Hashem wanted. That way, then we ask ourselves, what's the default setting? The answer is sons.